This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Christmas. Well, not yet. It's Christmas Eve.
It is.
Close enough. And one of the cool things about Christmas, well, one of the bad things about Christmas, first of all, is they take all the regular TV shows off.
I know. And it's all like, you know, yep. These long marathon TV shows that you don't really want to watch.
Yeah, and repeats from the 80s and things like that. Mm. Yeah. It's like, give me fresh runs of the Home and Away and Neighbours again.
Exactly.
Well, yes. I don't watch Neighbours and Home and Away. Are they still on?
No, they're on for a Christmas break.
Yeah,
and it's kind of sad that I know that.
Yes, it is.
I never said that.
But back to the point at hand. One of the good things is they do put other shows on, especially Christmas shows. And a great show that is happening on Channel 31 tonight, it's called Theatre Games Live. Joining us in the studio right now is Steph Lillis, who is one of the improvisers. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about the show, Steph.
Well, basically, it's a Christmas Eve special. Mm-hmm. It's all live to air tonight, and it's a variety show with many different acts, including improvisers such as myself doing some Christmas-based theatre games, which is quite unusual, one of our special features.
Yep.
And we've got two hosts, Kat Bergen and Nick Musgrove, and they have hosted the show Theatre Games Live, which has been on for 3 years now.
Wow.
So we've been given the opportunity to do a Christmas Eve special to raise money for St. Vincent's Institute.
So you've got a few different people coming on the show tonight?
Yes, we've got Australia's Got Talent winner Bonnie Anderson. We've got the Harmonising Man Band Suede, the Battle of the Choirs runner-up Harambe, Oliver Clark. We've even got some Golden Tappers, which is just great. They're doing some tap dances.
Does that mean, is golden mean they're old, or are they just all coloured, spray-painted?
They're of age, and they're very experienced in life. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing them and in their very sexy tapping outfits.
How politically correct are you?
Exactly. They're of old age.
They're not wrinkled. They have lines of experience.
Yeah, lines of experience. That's it.
Yes.
A lot to teach, but I've heard they're very, very sharp with their tap skills, so looking forward to that.
Wow. Plus there's the improvisers as well.
Well, that's it, yeah. Yep. And I actually appeared on the show Theatre Games Live 2 years ago and was an improvisation contestant.
Oh, okay.
And I've been invited back for this Christmas Eve special.
Now, do you enjoy improvising as opposed to, like, doing acting where you know what's going to happen?
I actually do. I prefer not to have a script, to be spontaneous. It really forces you to be in the moment, as they say. You kind of, and the best things come out when you haven't thought about it.
Yes.
Because it's uncensored.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's uncensored, yes. You know.
Which can be dangerous too, I think.
Well, yeah. But it is, I find it a lot of fun.
Now, I was going to ask, with these theatre games that you play, do you kind of pick the setting and the scenario at random? Do the audience kind of participate, or?
The audience often pick it. With our show in particular, it is the host that's giving the setting and the rules of the game.
Yeah.
But often when you're doing a live show, the audience will yell out things at you and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Forces you to change.
Now, it's also fundraising for a charity as well.
Yeah, St. Vincent's Institute. They do medical research to find cures for cancer and Alzheimer's disease and all those nasty things. So the people watching tonight can actually log onto the Theatre Games website and donate money for the cause.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, in the essence of improvisation, you brought a game in for
us. I have indeed. Yes, yes. The game's called Accent Director.
Which is very interesting because we love our accents.
Oh, good.
We each have one.
Our repertoire of one.
Yeah. Repertoire. All right, well, I'll hopefully suggest those accents. So basically what I'm going to do, guys, is we're putting you in Santa's workshop and you're going to be elves and I want you each to name a kitchen appliance.
Okay.
Okay, what's your kitchen appliance?
Egg beater.
Egg beater. Okay, that's the name of your elf.
Okay.
Your elf egg beater. And what's your kitchen appliance?
Rolling pin.
Rolling pin. Brilliant. Your elf rolling pin. Okay, so basically the scenario is it's Christmas Eve. You're in the Santa's workshop. You're two elves. And you've lost all the presents, okay? And you're just about to get on the sleigh. You've lost all the presents. And you have to kind of have a discussion about it, all right? And the first... And I'm going to yell out a different... Well, not yell out. We're in a studio. I can just say it into the mic. I've got this, you know, audience thing. I'm going to give you an accent and you have to just change it straight away, okay? So we're going to start off nice and easy. I want the first accent for you to do, Australian accent, really, really ochre. Okay, and go.
Oi, rolling pin.
Blimey, Charlie, we've got a problem. It's going English.
Is that ochre? Santa. Santa. This is really... Santa, all the presents have gone.
Where'd you put them?
Struth, I don't know.
Indian accent.
Struth, I don't know. Where are they?
Maybe they're behind the curry.
Did you cook the butter chicken for Santa? He got a jelly belly.
Well, he can't fly if he got a jelly...
But the presents, where are the presents?
French accent.
Oh, we... We have to find them so we can then put them on the sleigh and then go and make love.
You're going to ride Santa's sleigh.
I want to ride the sleigh and I then want to ride something else.
Cockney accent.
So, mate, I gotta... Wait. Where are we going to find these blooming...
I don't know where the presents are, bloody hell.
Chinese accent.
Young mai.
I'm going to win yang. We are going to be...
You'll get hot. You're cold. You warm yourself up because it's very cold. It's too cold.
Okay.
It's too cold at the North Pole.
What we do, we pay them $5,000 of ice instead of $4,000 of ice, and we get them all...
We still love you long time.
We still love you long time,
Santa Claus.
Yes. But is love enough on Christmas? We need a present.
Yeah, rolling pin. We're going rolling.
German accent.
I'm
rolling.
Hold on. I have found the presents. Eins, drei, vier. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What is 10?
Dankeschön, you got the presents.
Let's go hide the Frankfurt.
All right, and cut there. That was brilliant, guys. That was you guys should really consider coming on the show tonight and doing some improvisation games with us. That was
we need to practice some accents.
I love how the theme of the story just changed.
Yeah. Depending on the accent. Yes. It was hot and cold. It was tiny.
I don't know.
I think we probably offended every international listener as well. Oops. Well,
no, it was really good work, guys.
Well, Seth, thank you very much for coming in. Tell us again, 8:30?
It's 8 p.m. tonight on Channel 31, and we've got so much variety on this show. You know, if people tune in, they get to see all these different acts and theatre games, and they also can donate money to a very good cause. So,
what more could you want on Christmas? It's all about giving.
It's all about giving
and laughing
and having fun. Exactly. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.